stepping so proud. Mother Nature's only godchild. Society salutes you today, and we'd like to say God bless Miss Black America. Watch over Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
Sisters, we're all so very proud of that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you, Miss Black America. We love you too,
Miss Black America.
You're such wonderful people and so beautifully equal.
Miss Black America.
A culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask, then tell them why. They should not be ashamed of their past. Just explain the truth.
Then I fell harder for your 50s movies references. And the world is smaller with you. Maybe I'm not so alone. Or maybe we're alone together. Now you're packing up your bedroom on the west side. So I bring you breakfast and we lie on the floor of my apartment. Isn't it alarming? It was October, January, almost July. Here's a toast to getting older. Now we're young and soon we'll die. Nothing lasts forever. One more weekend in the city. My memories get better with the distance. So I made a list of all the reasons why I felt conflicted. You were teaching me to drive your parents' car around your high school parking lot. Michigan seems like a dream, but I woke up and I forgot. Nothing lasts forever. One more weekend in the city. Since last October, 'cause I saw you cross the campus and I wished it wasn't over. And I know you're late to class, but cannot take back every single thing I said. If we just had one more weekend, could we try it all again? And nothing lasts forever. One more weekend in the city.
Hi guys, this is Triple M and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another episode of Triple M. It's just me in the studio today. Millie is unfortunately at home, but this is our last episode before Christmas break, winter break. So this is Triple M. For the last time on Saturdays, 8 to 9, I think our schedule might change. But since it is the last week and it's been a while since I've been in the studio, today our Triple M is Music Makes Memories for a second time. I know Millie did it a couple weeks ago with her Spotify Wrapped, and I love the idea, but frankly, my Spotify Wrapped is a little bit embarrassing for this year. So we're not going to be doing that, but instead, I personally am a big fan of making playlists. I have one for every month of my favorite tracks. And then I also have, I just make playlists for feelings, for memories, things like that. And so I was going back through my Spotify to see what to do for this week. And I came across each of my monthly playlists and things I've made throughout college. And I decided that this final show could be sort of the highlights from each of those playlists, a sort of a very brief summary of some moments throughout the semester that were important to me. So what you just heard was One More Weekend by Maud Latour. And that was a song I listened to a lot when I first found out, or when I first knew that I was coming to college at Tufts. And it was my way of sort of, specifically, it's from my playlist that I made to romanticize a commute on the T, because I knew I was going to be going to college in Boston. So that brings back a lot of memories of like dorm shopping, etc. But yeah, that was One More Weekend by Maud Latour. And next I'm going to be playing a song off of that same playlist, which is The Key to Life on Earth by Declan McKenna, which is probably, probably has one of the best outros on any song I've ever heard. So that's coming up.
Boys who bolt your eye.
We're back. So you just heard The Key to Life on Earth by Declan McKenna. Once again, that's from my first playlist that I ever made for Tufts. It's called A 20-Minute Train Ride to Boston. And I've definitely listened to that so many times. Basically, the part of the T that goes through the MGH station where it comes out of the tunnel and you have the view of Boston on both sides. Would very much recommend listening to that song then. So I put that, I had to keep that in as the second song in this playlist. But next, what I have up is, so most of my friends know, when I first came to Tufts, I did two, which was a wilderness orientation, basically a pre-orientation trip. And I met a lot of cool people on that trip. But we left for it a few days before the first official day of school. So the first night I slept in college in my dorm room was the night before we left for that trip. And, you know, everything was new. I was in a new room, new dorm. And I know a lot of people that went on that trip can agree that first night was a little bit stressful. And so I put up all of my room decorations as a way of, like, distracting myself. And I was listening to music while I did it. And this song, which is arguably one of my favorite songs ever, I remember very distinctly listening to it, dancing to it, just sort of alone in my dorm, putting up decorations, sort of like psyching myself up for college, and trying to work off some of those nerves, which ended up not really being necessary because it was an amazing trip. But so the next two songs you're going to hear, the first one was The Night Before, and which is Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen, because I was literally dancing in the dark. And then the second one is Birds by Coldplay, which is another one of my favorite songs, which I listened to the morning before we left, sort of as a little energizer, because we had to leave behind all technology. So it was the last song I listened to before I went on two. So those are the next two songs you're going to hear, and then we'll just keep going. But here is Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Just dancing in the dark.
Okay, and we're back. That was Birds by Coldplay, one of my favorite songs ever. And I gotta say, it's kind of weird reliving my semester through each of these songs. You know, each one has a very distinct memory tied to it, and it's kind of just like going through my first college semester all over again. But this next song reminds me of, I think, a momentous occasion in any tough student's career, and that is your first night out on Tisch roof. I remember distinctly my first time on Tisch, looking at the skyline, sort of taking in the view, because it is just a beautiful view up there. But walking back to my dorm after my first night on Tisch roof, I was listening to this song because it was like in my favorites at the time. And so since then, it's been, you know, a favorite walking back from the library at night or et cetera, et cetera. But that is the first, I guess, memory I have distinctly tied to this song. So this is Every Window is a Mirror by Joy Wave. Okay, with this next song, we're sort of going more into November. It's like on my November playlist for this year, so I'm sort of just going through month by month. But specifically, I remember why this was on my November playlist, and that was because I was walking back from, like, I think it was a week where I had a lot of exams personally, and walking back, I live in Tilton Hall, for those of you that go to Tufts, and so if you walk back, you have to walk downhill. And the sunset over Duick is probably my favorite things to see when I'm coming back from evening classes. But I was listening to this song, which is a song that I drive a lot to in the summer. It's a great song to drive to, especially when the sun is setting. And so I was listening to it when I came down, walking downhill, saw the sunset, and it was just a really good way to end out a very stressful week, because the song is just that good. But this is Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones. And now we're kind of hitting the halfway mark of the show, so it's time for everyone's favorite. And it's our public service announcement, which this week I'm going to be doing one about the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport, because I know a lot of friends that have flown in the past few days and friends that will be flying out soon. So are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filled with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. This is a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Okay, that was our PSA about stopping noise from Logan Airport. And speaking of stopping things, our next song up is Stop Making This Hurt by Bleachers, which I just had to include because, one, I love Bleachers, and also, two, I was lucky enough to go to a Bleachers concert this semester in Boston. So I just had to include this. It's from Jack Antonoff's album, Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. And this is Stop Making This Hurt from that album. So here we go. Okay, that was Stop Making This Hurt by Bleachers. Next up is another song that personally I just love by a band that I also just love, which is Gorillaz. And back at the beginning of the semester when Tufts was having a lot of those poster fairs outside Campus Center, I was able to buy one with Gorillaz on it, so that was like a new addition to my dorm. But this song, which is arguably one of my favorite Gorillaz songs, is just, it's on a lot of my playlists. It's on October and November, because I just love listening to it walking between classes. I'm not really sure why. It's just a lot of good vibes in this song, just overall. But it's also just a stroke of genius, I think, just because it's called On Melancholy Hill, and we do live on a hill here at Tufts, so just saying, not that I made that correlation on purpose or anything, but just putting that out there. This is On Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz from their album Plastic Beach. Okay, so we're back. The next two songs we're going to hear, I guess looking back over the semester, I couldn't not include things that reminded me of WMFO, because having this show every week has definitely been one of the peaks of the semester, one of the highlights, something I couldn't, you know, go without a tribute to. So these next two songs are WMFO related, but the first one is Write Me Letters by Hot Freaks, which is a band that my friends and I back home love. So it's just an album that I just constantly have on repeat. But this song particularly was the first song I ever played on air during my WMFO training. And then the second song you're going to hear is Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads. Overall, great song, but also one of the first songs Millie and I played on our first show, which was, if you remember, true fans, Male Manipulator Music was our first Triple M of the year. And so Talking Heads, of course, had to be included. So that's the next two songs you're going to hear. Again, Hot Freaks and Talking Heads. Hope you enjoy.
There's a car that's good. Two of my roommates thanking them for coming to her birthday party. I'm sad. I wish that I had friends like that. Someone to play frisbee on most days. Someone take me to the MOA. Shakira, baby. What's your secret? I can keep it, I can keep it till I die. Yourself.
same as it ever was, 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 same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
Okay, we are back. I'm going to try something for the first time and try to put a caller on air, because guess who we have on the phone? We have our wonderful co-host, Millie Girardi. Millie, do you want to try talking?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
There she is, folks.
I'm currently in New York. Long Island right now, where I have to preface, I'm in Long Island. I'm in Long Island, not Manhattan.
Where in Long Island? You want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to Oyster Bay.
Shout out to Oyster Bay.
Shout out to Oyster Bay. I'm currently one with the oysters, as Bill would say.
As I would say. Glad to have you on the show for our final, you know, run.
I know. It's
I'm glad
crazy.
I could figure out the phones. Behind the scenes of Once in a Lifetime, me in the studio scrambling over the soundboard, trying to figure out how to get Millie on air. But hopefully you all can hear her. But yeah, how's it going, Millie? How are you doing?
Sibby, you know how I'm doing.
I do, but do you want to tell our 27 listeners how you're doing?
Hello, 27 listeners. I don't know if you're aware, but I've been rocked physically by illness this semester. And that is what happened today, unfortunately.
Yikes. Okay. Well, I hope you're taking the time you need to rest at home. I thought me and Billy were discussing during Talking Heads, but the next song we are going to have up is sort of from both of us. A Monumental Time, and this is the first song we both played together on our very first show. And so this is Dare by Gorillaz, a second feature from Gorillaz, because, you know, you gotta. But yeah, here is Dare by Gorillaz. Thank you for joining us, Millie, and we'll see you next semester.
Bye, guys!
You've got to press it.
right, and we're back. This next song, of course, it wouldn't be a radio show that I was doing if I did not play some Taylor Swift, so that's up next. But this song specifically, this is Holy Ground. It's from Taylor's version, of course, because that was one of the big things that happened in November. My entire November playlist is full of Red TV. But this song specifically, I listened to it a lot in middle school. And when it came out this year, around the same time, some friends and I took a trip up to Maine, just in the middle of the semester. It's probably one of my favorite weekends of college. But this came out at the same time, and so we were listening to it on the way up, and I was sitting in the floor, on the floor of the car, so in the middle, and we were listening to the song. And I remember specifically, it was just a very weird feeling to hear a song that, like, you were sort of raised on in middle school, and then now to be listening to the same song in college. It's just, there's a lot of, like, memories sewn into the song, and so that weekend is now just one more sort of built into it. But yeah, so this is probably one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs ever. Hard to pick, but this is Holy Ground, Taylor's version, of course. Here we go.
I was reminiscing just the other day while having coffee all alone, and Lord, it took me away back to a first glance feeling on New York time. Back when you fit in my poems like a perfect rhyme, took off faster than a green light go. Yeah, you skipped the conversation when you already know. I left a note on the door with a joke we'd made, and that was the first day. And darling, it was good.
The time has come to wrap up the show. And so this last song, in honor of exam season, this is a song that I've just always listened to since, I think, freshman year. The day I would get out of my final exams, I would either go on a run or a walk or just anything to this song, because I guess that's just sort of what it represents for me personally. But it's Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. So the show today is going to wrap up with that as we go into the new year. But for all of you Tufts students taking finals, anyone, you know, who's on break right now, in Triple M fashion, hope you have a merry, merry, merry Christmas if you celebrate. And if not, just happy holidays. Have a wonderful break. Once again, this is Triple M, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much to whoever who listened this semester. It's been an amazing time doing the show. And yeah, it's been great spending time with you guys. But see you next year.
Towards her, stuck.